So today, Mass is also the optional memorial of Saint Bernardino of Siena. And Saint Bernardine, or Saint Bernardino, was well known for the promotion of the holy name of Jesus. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So what does this mean if someone used your name in a bad way? How would you feel? Bad, right? So, but a lot of time we use the name of Jesus in profanity and in a very unnice way, right? Sometimes we just blurb out his name, just like as if it's like a cuss word or like a thing that we really are unthoughtful of. So how would you feel if someone then used your name as a cuss word? Not good, right? And imagine the name of the Lord is the name that we supposed to respect at all times. The name of the Lord had the power to free us from the yoke of slavery and as well as at the enslavement to sin. The name of Jesus had the power to unbind us, right, from the power of this world. So we have to be very careful of how we use the name Jesus, right? So I'm asking you today to be very mindful of how we use God's name, not in vain, but in prayer. And it takes a lot of willingness and effort for us not to say OMG or oh dang it, and then include the name of God in there, right? So it takes a lot of intention for us to slow down and to truly treasure the name of God and to really use the name of God in tenderness, in love, and as a way for us to share his love. In the gospel reading today, you have heard that Jesus said, love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. So if we don't know how to love the one who first loved us, then we do not know how to love the people who are around us. So there will be days when you don't like your classmates, right? There will be days you won't like your siblings. There will be days when you won't like the people around you, including your parents or your teacher, right? But those days is important for us then to remember that to love is not equal to like. So I have spoken this at my homily to my community at the base, because I think as the current generation of us, we equate love with like. On all social media and all these things that have taught you, when you like a picture, what icon do they usually give you? Like on Instagram and stuff, it's a heart. So immediately, subconsciously, we have equate liking to loving somebody. So therefore, I often hear people said, I love Roblox. I love Minecraft. I love game. I love pizza. I love hamburger. And then I love God. No. You might like Roblox. You might like Minecraft. You might like those things, but you don't love those things. Why? Because those things cannot love you back. And if you're only loving those things because they are enjoyable for you, what will happen when you stop enjoying them? I'm done. Next game. If we don't remember that, my children, we run into a very dangerous situation. When I no longer like the people around me, I can remove them. They're no longer a part of my life. Then we treat people as objects. We objectify people and we make them only to serve us. And that is not love, right? Jesus loves us by laying down his life for us, dying for us. So at the name of Jesus, we are being reminded that this love is real, because what he had done for us is real. Therefore, if I'm going to treasure the name of the one who loved me, I have to and live in that life by how I choose to love other people, even the ones who are hard to love, even the ones who have hurt us, even the ones who have caused us pains and sufferings. So today, my children, I invite you to reflect on that. So first is the invitation. Are you using the name of God in vain, or are you using the name of God in love? And second, are you choosing to love God by how you live your life, or do you only treat people and treat God according to what you like? Those are two hard questions for us to answer. But if we don't answer and if we don't know what it means to love, our society will be in danger. Why? Because those who are in power will have no problem of destroying those who they do not like. We have seen this in history. We have seen this happening over and over again. So you, my children, are the future of society and future of the church. You have to choose to love and never, ever let anyone objectify other people or treat other people less than their dignity and who they are as children of God. It begins with you loving God first and not taking God's name in vain or taking him for advantage, but choose to love him in one another.